Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey everyone, it's me, it's Ella. I'm back because when Undiscovered ended, we promised to tell you about other podcasts at Science Friday. And I'm very happy to say that we have a new one coming out on Tuesday, March 10th. It's a podcast that I'm very proud to have been working on for these past few months. It's called Science Diction, hosted by Johanna Mayer. And like Undiscovered, it has a lot of science and history and really good stories. And I'm going to let Johanna tell you more about it.
Okay, so you know the word meme. I have this friend of a friend who insists on pronouncing the word mem. It's totally insufferable. But I have to give this to them. It actually kind of makes sense. Because meme comes from the Greek word mimema, which means to imitate. And we use that word all the time to talk about these things that we see spreading around online. Lolcats, the distracted boyfriend, is this a pigeon? But when we first started using the word meme, it had nothing to do with the internet. The word's been around since the 70s, and it came from an evolutionary biologist. But you don't usually hear about that link.
I've always found this kind of unsatisfying because it's like, how did this concept in social science research suddenly become the name of an internet cultural phenomenon? Like, how did it cross over?
Meme history and the evolution of language? Oh yeah, we're going there. Science Diction is a new podcast all about words like these and the science stories tucked away within them. It's hosted by me, Johanna Mayer, and it's coming to you from Science Friday and WNYC Studios on March 10th. If you like your etymology with the side of science, Science Diction is the show for you. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Every memory you think you have of the past.
The house you grew up in. Your first kiss.
It's not simply an idea. It's a physical trace left in your brain.
I own those memories. They define me.
But what happens when those memories are stolen from you?
In the blink of an eyelid.
Can you imagine what to have one night 20 years long? That's what it's been like. Just like this.
Memory and Forgetting on Radiolab. Listen wherever you get podcasts.